adventurers are us. He kneels, wearing an orange prison jumpsuit, hands cuffed behind his back, wrists chained to ankles, circulation cut off, causing numbness long afterwards, head bent down, hood over face, making it very hard to breathe, soundproof headphones on to maintain disorienting silence. Can't tell if he's a man or boy. He may be kept restrained like this interminably while he urinates and defecates in such agony he wishes he were dead. He may be placed in tropical sunlight till he passes out from overheating. He may be locked in a refrigerated cell after being stripped naked. Torturers are us. Perhaps he's incarcerated at Guantanamo. Perhaps this is a flashback from Abu Ghraib. Perhaps it's one of the black boxes in nameless countries that the U.S. has so-called rendition contracts with. If foreigners who have long specialized in torture get a little carried away, surely that's not George Bush's fault, or Dick Cheney's problem, or Donald Rumsfeld's responsibility, or Condi Rice's concern. Besides, the Geneva Convention protecting prisoners is now null and void, in spite of it being a solemn treaty, and thus part of our Constitution. Torturers are us. Fish's dogs may snarl at him. Maybe he's forced to put on women's underwear. Maybe humiliating remarks are made about his sexuality. His religion may be disparaged. Maybe he's subjected to head-splittingly loud music, sleep-deprived till he's out of his mind. Maybe he's kicked in the stomach and his head bashed against the floor. Maybe wounds are left untreated, pain medication is withheld, chronic hunger is maintained, and rats run in and out of his cell. Maybe drugs promoting dizziness or hyper-alertness are administered. Maybe he's waterboarded, repeatedly thrust headfirst underwater, and pulled back out just in time for a quick breath, then pushed back under again and again at the edge of drowning. Maybe paranoid delusions, suicidal impulses, and hallucinatory psychoses become irreversible from non-stop radical trauma. He hears screams and bombing even when the cell block is silent. Maybe he's kept in complete isolation for months or years in a windowless box, a fluorescent light on constantly, his captors and interrogators the only humans he encounters. The single certainty is that his tormentors are on the U.S. government payroll in a chain of command reaching to the White House. Torturers are us. Maybe this anonymous person in orange who suffers endlessly was driving a taxi in Kabul, or baking bread in a village, or selling goods in a market when he was fingered by someone who barely knew him for a $3,000 reward for identifying Taliban and Al-Qaeda suspects, and thus became one of a multitude of ordinary people, who knows how many, kidnapped, imprisoned without charge or legal representation, and tortured relentlessly. According to recent reports, military intelligence insiders estimate that more than 75% of those detained at Guantanamo are as innocent of terrorist activities as you and I, or any taxi drivers, bakers, or salesmen we happen to know. Torturers are us. Some lines from an old song come to mind, referring to the masters of war. You play with my world like it's your little toy. We're all toys being played with in perverse ways, being lied to, having our rights and votes stolen, our taxes spent on calamity and destruction, our children sent to their deaths, or guarding detainees in hellholes like Guantanamo. Yes, forget the store, we're the real toys, are us. And for the sake of our souls and our disappearing democracy, we need to deal with the fact that the Bush regime can properly and shamefully be called torturers are us, as future investigators from the International Criminal Court will likely confirm. The court's jurisdiction, including crimes against humanity, genocide, and crimes of war. If the perpetrators of the Vietnam War catastrophe, such as Johnson, McNamara, Nixon, and Kissinger, had faced prosecution and appropriate justice, as culpable Germans did after World War II at the Nuremberg Tribunal, perhaps the current crop of maniacs would have had second thoughts. It states on the International Court's website that the court is now poised to commence business. What business could be more relevant and urgent for the court than a careful examination of the proprietors of Torturers Are Us?